The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, 10:02, ESPN 97.5. Me and Del now. Lance is still here, even though he was told bye by somebody. I don't know. It was ugly the way it was put, but he's still here. It wasn't offensive enough. You would think that if you got called that word, like when Kevin Durant got called that word by Draymond, you know.
He left.
He said, I'm out of here. Lance still sits here watching us.
Where are we going to be next Friday? Are we going to be here or at U of H's pro day? They're working hard trying to get... They want us to go to their pro day.
Do they?
I think that
would be easy. We could do it from the press box.
That's what he said. And they want me to do...
Well, you have a job o'clock. At 9 o'clock, so okay.
That's not what Tyler Pig says.
Yeah, I don't care about Tyler Pig. Tyler Pig, Lance has got a job at 9 o'clock. At 10 o'clock, maybe you can have him.
No, he said... Tyler
then we
said,
say bye...
No. He said... Boy, I hear all that disrespect on the air. Maybe you should just shut it down at 9.
Don't you sometimes shut it down at 9 anyway?
In my mind.
Yeah.
In my heart.
What's the difference?
Yeah. Sometimes I shut it down in my heart.
Yeah. Sometimes you got to protect yourself.
Well, he should be.
To John trying to get rid of all of our best players.
Yeah, it hurts.
Just so he can keep sitting behind, just so I can keep looking on TV. Guys, telling Ryan LeShane. LeShane's like, he's scumbag. How does he end up? He goes, never seen a bigger scumbag luck out in life. So you have no idea. Sometimes I'll just be watching a game like, what is John doing there on my screen in a baseball game behind home plate?
It is disconcerting.
What a scumbag. Like, he'll lay into you.
The few Astro games I punish myself by watching, and I see John sometimes in the – I'm like, oh, what?
You wonder if they know what he actually is.
No, it's I'm scouting the team. Yeah,
okay.
I'm working. Okay, while you two are home, whatever you're doing, okay?
Sitting in the corner,
I'm out there
the
working hard to make sure that our show is going to be great the next day.
Yeah. You pop off at those games doing whatever, and you come back, and let's just say, you're not at your best sometimes. That's all.
Oh, no, I'm always at my best.
I just think I don't need you on my TV sometimes. It's just weird. You know, I want to, like, Lance on NFL when he's doing draft stuff. I don't need to see that. I don't need to see you watching the Astros with your glove behind the screen.
I do TV today, every Friday, 6 to 7. That's a little bit of a heckler. Hey, we just want you to do some live TV, 6 to 7 every Friday. Like, wow, that's going to lock out everything. 6 to 7 on a Friday.
What?
Like, I've got to meet early. It's like you basically are knocking me out from, like, 3 to 8.
Wow.
That's a lot all the way through the draft.
That seems like way too much. Seems like a horrible time to be doing this.
That's a long day.
Yeah, that's a horrible day. You keep it up. Astros win 8-1. Greinke looks great. Frustrating as hell. You could just tell the A's, every one of them. When Canna struck out with a runner on second, it was like he couldn't have been more pissed. Because it was a pitch that he looked like he could handle. His changeup was working. He was in and out. He was up and down. Greinke was good. Greinke was real good. I mean, he's not overpowering anymore. It reminded me a lot of Maddox, watching Maddox work. And that's where Greinke is in his career right now. It's just a smart pitcher. He's obviously not an overpowering. He could hump it up earlier in his career, get into the 90s and blow you away when he had to. But he's just a smart pitcher now. And great that he got, a little respect on him. He felt like after he was taken out, with 8 outs to go, well, that's how it is here. They just don't trust me.
No. You insulted him a little bit. You got a little out of order yourself.
They did. AJ got a little out of order. He disrespected him.
Grinky's like, you're taking me out and I'm going like this for Will Harris?
Yeah.
Is what you're doing?
For Will Harris.
This is what you're doing? That guy told me his arm was falling off. Are you going to put him in for me?
And AJ said it before the game. Yeah, Will Harris, don't know if he could go. So let's put him in the biggest situation.
He had Lance's shoulder herpes and he still put him in.
It would be like putting Lance in. Lance, throw lefty. What?
Oh, you're being a little disrespectful of Will Harris.
Well, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah. But, I mean, I don't know if he fell off a ladder. I don't know what happened to him.
He was tired. He'd been out there going at it for, I don't know, an entire season.
And you got Garrett Cole sitting there, the biggest, strongest guy in the game.
Nah, we got to put Will Harris in there. Oh. And to Will Harris's credit, the pitch that Kendrick hit was a good pitch for Will Harris.
Yeah.
He just hit it. You're talking about Greinke not really getting it up there. Adam Splain, that's where I referenced earlier. Greinke hit 90 miles an hour on his 10th pitch of the season. It took around 330 pitches for him to hit 90 miles per hour in 2020. It was the fifth start of the season versus Colorado.
So we had somebody send this, and apparently Dusty Baker talked about after the game that a lot of the players didn't think they were coming back to play baseball, and they weren't in baseball shape. And Zach Greinke apparently was one of the guys that he pointed out as not being in his
last year. Yeah.
That shouldn't surprise
us. No, and a lot of guys were off last year. I mean, a lot of guys, not just the Astros, because of the scandal, they were off last year. They looked like they were on yesterday. They hit the ball hard. Bassett got beat around the park, and then the bullpen got beat up as well. Back-to-back homers. It was nice. That was nice to see. I mean, it's game one. And the Astros, that's all they do, is win on opening day. 9 straight, which ties a record, a modern-day record, for opening day wins. So they got next year, we'll see. If they win again, they'll have the record. They tied the record with, I think, three or four other teams for 9 straight wins on opening day. So that was nice. And, you know, Greinke and everybody other than Paredes. Listen, they're going to have some decisions to make when Odorizzi comes, when Baez comes. There's guys in that bullpen that are pretty good that you're going to have to make decisions on. They got 13 pitchers right now. I don't think you go more. I don't think you don't go 14. So, and 12 position players. I don't know what you do here. This is going to be interesting to find out. You know, is Abreu gone? Is a Belak? I don't know if Belak's not starting, but they must like him because he was up for the starter role with Garcia. Is Garcia now, if he's not starting, is he no longer on the squad? Does he go back to the minors and keep starting?
I just feel better about the team because after the first game, your day one starter isn't out for the year like last year.
That's nice. Don't know yet. We haven't gotten a
That's true. Chandler Rome hasn't tweeted yet, so we don't know if Greinke's okay or not. But it seems like a better start.
Oh, a much better start. You know what? That next day, you were like, what now?
What is this?
What now?
He seemed fine.
It was really, really nice. What I like is that the bats. Now, it's game one. Lizardo's a favorite today. I went back. Let's not forget, in the postseason last year, the Astros lit him up for 4 in 5 innings, or I don't have the exact numbers, but the Astros lit him up last year in the postseason. So they can hit him, that's for sure. That's when they were hitting, and they're hitting now. The Astros, you get plus 120. Might put a little something on our Astros.
Oh, we're at that point already.
Might put a little something on
Good Friday, John?
Yeah, Good Friday. It'd be a great Friday if they win again, and I win some money, too. It'll be a great Friday. No, not a good Friday. It'll be a great Friday. So there's that. Astros off to a good start if you want to talk about them. The bad thing is Carlos Correa wasn't signed. It's apparently 5-125 or 6 years at whatever was not enough for Carlos Correa, and that's okay. You know what? Carlos Correa is going to go find out what he can get on the open market. 6 years at 120. The Astros raised their offer to 125 over 5 years. And, you know, if if he wants long term, okay. Well, we'll find out if he gets it.
If Carlos is done as an Astro after this season, will he have lived up to his potential?
Number one overall pick?
Will he have left not being the guy we thought he would be?
No, I think I think the expectations were too high on him, weren't they? Well, listen, if you're not satisfied with Carlos Correa, I mean, a guy who has the exact same OPS just got $340 million. Carlos Correa has been great in the postseason. He hasn't been great in the regular season. He's been great in the postseason for you. He helped you win a World Series. He carried you last year in the postseason all the way to the ALCS. I think Carlos Correa has been a good number one overall pick.
He's here for 6 years. Name 1 year other than 2017 where when the season was over, you go, Man, I'm happy with Carlos Correa's performance. Remember, you kept playing the over on every Correa prop imaginable.
Oh, 2016, he was great, too.
Was he?
Great, yeah.
But were you happy at the end of the year because of injury or whatever? I don't ever remember being super happy with Carlos Correa where I felt like, man, he lived up to what my expectations were. I don't think it's outrageous to say the expectations should be super high for him. He's a five-tool player. I mean, I thought he was.
No, 2019, he was great. He had in 17 he had a 941 OPS.
17 was everyone's best
year. In 19 he had a 926 OPS.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he was injured. How many games did he play?
Not 16, 15 he was
70. He only played 75 games in 19.
So he couldn't have been that happy when he missed almost 100 games. I mean, he missed 90 games. That doesn't make you happy.
No.
Because that was the year I remember we were talking about, well, if it's Correa or Spring.
Well, his rookie year, he was rookie of the year. So
you keep springing.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, well, that's why I don't think he ever lived up to – that's a tough one to answer, but I think the reality is he did not live up to
it. I think he's been – listen.
Part of it was injuries.
Listen, there have been number one overall picks that have been super busts, high picks that have been super busts. So
he
live
up to your expectations.
No, I thought Carlos Correa was going to be Alex Rodriguez.
I did too.
Yeah. Now, but I'm not disappointed in him, though. I mean, my expectation doesn't mean that he wasn't good for the organization.
Oh, I didn't say disappointed. I just said, will he have lived up to?
No, the expectations were too high, though. They were too high. I mean, everybody put him in the Hall of Fame before he even played a game. So that was a little much. He's been a good player for you, though. I'm certainly not going to be. Listen, if he leaves and he goes makes money, God bless. But you know what? I think it's a risky business paying him for a long-term deal, big money deal. 1014 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
I have to ask y'all one quick question before I go get a bulgogi pretzel.
What? I bring one up here.
I'm not going to. I'm not bringing three, Del. If they want to do them for free, fine.
Well, tell
Here's
them.
A question for you. It's good Friday.
You're
not supposed to
talk about
bulgogi.
Tom and Tom's on
You're
the
not
air.
Supposed to eat bulgogi on Friday.
I mean, it's illegal, but I can do it. I'm not going to do it now.
Okay.
I'm not going to talk about Tom
so
and Tom.
So on DraftKings, we had Johnny Avello on, who's the odds maker from DraftKings.
Hey! Johnny Avello!
So the odds he has on Trevor Lawrence being the first pick is 10,000, minus 10,000. You have to bet $10,000 to win 100. But realistically, he is trying to give you a free $100. Right?
Yeah.
Do you have any doubt?
No.
Okay. So why don't you go get 10 G's and put it out there to win 100?
100?
It's a free 100. If somebody gave you a $100 bill, you wouldn't take it?
Yeah. But.
I mean, a free 100.
But what if we find out.
Trevor Lawrence would have to have.
What if we find out it's not a Deshaun thing? It's a Clemson quarterback thing.
Yeah. What if he.
You know what?
You know what, though?
You know what? You draft him and get him help.
What if all of a sudden, right before the day before the draft? He's got a mask on with a little baby towel over himself. Okay. He's tonsil.
You mean he's tonsil and
Deshaun? Okay. What all of a
you
sudden?
You mean he's doing bong rips in a massage parlor with this? Not even a massage parlor. With an Instagram model?
And then
with
Lael Collins all of a sudden. What?
Okay. Lael was considered like, were you involved in this girl's murder? What? And every team went, not drafting. Not drafting.
Didn't even get drafted.
Waiting. Yeah, and then like one day later came out. No, he's good. It's not him. He's like, okay. And
there goes 10G. There goes 10G.
And then the Cowboys. So, yeah, if that happens, or they go, you know what? We're going to get him help. We're not going to just give up on the kid.
What about the criminal trial?
We're not going to give up on the kid. We're going to get him help. Mm. So he had a bong mask and a towel on.
Baby
We're
towel.
We're going to get this guy help. So he had a hand towel on.
What would that... See, you know, the bong mask means you'll eventually turn into a guy who will get a team 4 first-round picks. Does the towel now mitigate some of that? Because you wear a bong, that gets leaked before the draft. You eventually will get a team 4 first-rounders. What about the towel? Does that take away from the first rounders? Does it become two or none? Yeah, $10,000. I think you're gonna be $100 richer.
You're $100 richer. It's free money. Take some money out, John. Go find some money somewhere.
No.
And get $30,000 out to win $300.
I don't know if he's got a bong. I don't know anything about him.
Would you like a free $100?
I don't know if his girlfriend. Oh, he's getting married, isn't he?
Yeah, he's engaged. Yes.
I know somebody.
Yeah. Is she okay?
Who did that with Joe Burrow last year. And they did 46.
Wow.
I think it was 4,600 to win 100. And they put the 4,600 out there.
To win $100.
To win 100. And guess what? It was a free 100.
All of a sudden, the Bengals go.
The first pick of the draft, the Bengals select Joe Burrow. That's the easiest money ever.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was.
Not when you're risking $4,600 for 100.
Is the potential anxiety of them not taking Joe Burrow worth the $100 you're going to make? That feeling, that dread you might get because you think, well, what if they don't take
him? I don't know. Try doubling it, now go Trevor Lawrence.
Let me ask you. Worrying about something weird coming up, is it worth the $100 you're going to make?
It makes you feel like you're alive.
No.
Is that what it is?
The juice.
Oh, heart attack makes you feel. That's exact opposite, sweat. As a matter of fact.
No, that's action. That's
heart
what you
palpitations.
Get. That's
no.
When you sweat it. That's the action.
You
got to
wake
on the
up
right side.
Every day checking this news stories, and hopefully John. Trevor Lawrence doesn't do something crazy.
Yeah, that's what you have to do, or that he's not diagnosed with something at a medical.
Oh, yeah, all of a sudden diagnosed. No.
You don't want the word
diagnosed.
You don't want the word diagnosed at all.
No.
Because more than the hand towel and the bong thing, that would be like, we got to get him help. We're going to take him and get him the help that he needs.
No.
That's still a winner. What you don't want is medical.
No.
Medical is the ultimate problem.
Nope.
Free money.
Yeah, it's not. I don't need that money. I don't need it that way. I don't need a heart attack. What I need is Terry on here.
Whatever
in ESPN.
Whatever, Terry.
Hey, Terry.
Hey, morning, guys. Hey, really quick on the Correa thing. You know, I always thought that he would become a Yankee because Yankees would be the only team dumb enough to pay him what he wants. But did he not take less money when he signed as a number one pick, and that less money they saved actually signed less, let the Astros draft Lance McCullers? Jeez, I mean, we're still on the upside on that. What do y'all think? Is that correct or not?
Did Correa take less money to sign so they could help him with McCullers? Do you remember that being a story?
No, they took McCullers in the second.
No, that is true. Carlos Correa, they drafted Correa because they could get him for less and spend more on McCullers. That is true. That's what happened. I mean, it's a slotted pick. They're slotted picks, but there's money inside that. Well, no, it's not really slotted, but they knew what they could get with Carlos. That Carlos was not going to be the pick except for the fact that they could get him for cheaper and they could sign McCullers. How about that? They've been linked together that long. McCullers and is the walkout
and McCullers
podcast
is the guy
over
that got
now?
Paid.
Is the walkout podcast over? Is James Click the guy that broke up
they could do
the
it by
hottest
Zoom.
MMA podcast?
They could do it by Zoom.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Yeah, they got Carlos for $4.8 million. It is the lowest guarantee for a top selection since 2006.
Stop dabbing.
This was in 2012, six years earlier, the lowest.
So who would have been the pick?
Who else is it?
Turned out pretty good.
There's Buxton, Zanino, Kevin Gausman.
It could have been Buxton.
No, I don't think it was Buxton. It might have been Buxton.
He was thought to be probably the best player in that draft.
Then it was Buxton.
How would
Buxton then.
Yeah, you know, how would you have liked to have had Buxton instead of Carlos Correa?
Yeah, he's got one gold like it was glove somebody to else, his resume.
Buxton, Mark Appel.
Albert Amora, Kevin Gausman.
It wasn't Mark Appel?
Well, he was picked eighth by the Pirates.
Yeah, and he went back to school.
And did not sign.
Right.
I think it might have been Mark Appel.
It might have been Mark Appel, too. But then the Astros took Mark Appel and screwed it up. Yeah. I mean, how'd that work out, Mark Appel? And the other kid they took that was... But then
was it Aiken?
Got Bregman because of it.
Was it Aiken?
Brady Aiken. Yeah. They never signed, and they got Bregman because of that, which that worked out okay. It's 1024, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, 713-780-2776. 3776 is the number.
Give John your thoughts on Lil Nas's satanic shoes.
We already did that.
Want to talk about that?
We already did that.
Drop of blood.
Lil Nas. You can also talk about his backlash.
On Good Friday, I'm going to talk about satanic shoes.
No, you can talk about how it's funny that they're going to get sued, and Lil Nas X has lost all of his shine with children. This is what happens This is what happens when you dabble with Satan. This is what happens. You lose all your juice and your energy.
Some of the kids still like Satan, okay? Some of the kids are big fans. Not that you want those kids to be following. Lil Nas wasn't he a nice little guy? Everybody liked him, and now all of a sudden he's got satanic
shoes. And everyone's like, Lil Nas, oh, y'all didn't even know Old Town Road has something about lean in my bladder and something else. That's not a kid's song. Like, stop. First of all, what kids are listening to the lyrics or even know what lean is? Most adults won't even know what lean is. Number two, you can go find a video of Lil Nas X going to an entire school of elementary school children performing for them. He leaned into that. This idea that, oh, that was a song for adults and grown-ups. Then why is he at elementary school?
No, because the kids loved it.
Yeah, riding on a tractor and lean all in my bladder, cheated on my baby. You can go and ask her. My life is a movie, bull riding and boobies.
Really? I thought he was gay. That's why we liked him a lot.
That's before he came out.
This song, I think, he probably wrote the lyrics and it got popular before he came out.
Did they say boobies in the song?
Bull riding and boobies.
That could not
Cowboy
have been the
song. Cowboy hat from Gucci.
I'll ask my
Wrangler
kids.
On my booty.
Wow, and this is for the kids?
That's what Lance believes.
Well, the teachers were singing it. The kindergarten teachers were singing it on
there must have been a cleaner version. Yeah.
Well, there are no
anytime you want to just go just Google this. Little kids, Lil Nas X and YouTube. And for whatever that and also Mo Bamba. For whatever reason, those two things would send children into absolute hysteria of excitement.
Yeah.
Go
Check Wes.
Well, I don't get the whole.
Go Google that. You can see them at a trampoline. There's a bunch of kids.
Well, everyone should get hype from Check Wes and Mo Bamba. Kids, adults. That song does that. I mean, I don't know if the kids are actually listening to the lyrics.
No, kids don't listen to any of them.
No.
They're aggressive.
Look at this. Mo Bamba for these kids. And all of a sudden, when it comes on,
they're jumping on trampolines.
Look, see, they all start losing their mind.
Lance is playing it on his.
Look at all these little white kids at a trampoline place. They all rush to the. And if I turn it up, you'd hear them. They're all singing it.
They're all singing it?
They don't know what they're singing.
Are they saying like a pro? Like a mother and pro? Are they singing that?
Well, I think they clean it up for the kids.
It's the kids bop version of Sheck West, Mo Bamba.
I don't get the whole, what is it, tractors and boobies?
Yeah, I don't.
If he's gay, what is he talking about, Andre Smith?
Lil Nas X surprising the kids at kinder.
Why did Andre
Here's
Smith
one right here.
It.
Lil Nas X surprising the kids at kinder elementary. And it's this whole thing. So this, I love how it's like, this is a song for adults. He's literally in an elementary.
Because kids love it.
And kids love
lose
it.
Lose their mind as soon as he comes out.
Well, they didn't hear about the boobies, apparently.
Yeah. But they don't know what that is.
Got the horses in the back. Mm-hmm. Look at all these kids.
They're going nuts.
Now do the part about boobies and see what happens with these kids.
Now buy my blood shoes. My satanic blood shoes.
Listen.
I think their favorite part is can't nobody tell me nothing. Hey, teachers, you can't tell me nothing.
Can't tell me.
Keep it going to see if we can hear them say, a bunch of kids say, boobies in the movies. Boobies, boobies, boobies.
I may have to scroll back for that. I'm not sure what part of the song this is. I think it's the end of the song.
Lean on the bladder part.
Mommy?
Mommy?
What does lean in the bladder mean?
What?
Well, it's a cough syrup that Dirty Third Mommy. Was very popular with, where a lot of rappers from the Dirty Third, a.k.a. The Dirty Coast, a.k.a. the Gulf Coast. A lot of rappers would, Paul Wall, DJ Screw made it very popular. DJ Screw also, Pimp C, who passed away, DJ Screw.
So R.I.P. to our homies.
R.I.P. to our homies.
Does the mommy and the daddy like your boobies on a tractor?
You'll hear about them being purple.
Glad that you asked.
Purple drink.
We don't have a tractor, son, but daddy likes the other
part. No, bull riding and boobies is the lyric.
Bull riding and boobies.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
These Cowboy kids hat are from losing Gucci. Their mind. Hey, this is an adult song. That guy's out playing it for kids. Stop. He knew what he was doing.
Well, he had to indoctrinate the kids so they can buy his Satan shoes now.
Yeah.
Years later.
That's a good point.
Mommy? Not years later, 2 years later.
Mommy, can the, you know, Lil Nas X? Yeah, that song, that old, yeah, mommy. Can you buy me his Satan shoes? What? What was that? Yeah, there's drops of human blood in them. You have to have a conversation with your kids.
Yeah. Snacks brought it up to me. That's how I knew about it. He goes, do you know Lil Nas X has a satanic shoe with actual human blood in it? I'm like, whoa, slow down. Wait, what?
What is 713-780-3776? It's 1030. Quick break here. Don't go anywhere.
Well, hello.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Disappointed by your HR and payroll technology? Maybe you need to outsource your administration. Go to HRP.net to learn more. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
Oh, 1033 ESPN 97.5. Public action. Percent of money bet on World Series champion. The public bet the Dodgers. 30% of the money came in on the Dodgers, 12% on the Padres. Yankees 11, Mets 2, White Sox 1, Braves 1. I like the Braves bet. Kind of like the Braves bet. Got to get through the Dodgers and the Padres, but you know, maybe you don't have to go through both of them. We'll see. But I kind of like, you know, at the percent the odds that you get, I think the Braves are probably a pretty good bet. Most win total bet overs. The Royals over 74.5. 98% of the action, 74.5 was over. The Brewers, 83.5 wins. 75% of the action was a bet on over. Angels, 83.5. That's terrible. I hate that. Of course, the public's always wrong. So Angels, 74% of the action was on over. How about this? Look where the Cubs have gone. Most under bet. Cubs are at 78.5 wins. 81% of the action is on the under. Dodgers, 103.5 wins. 74% of the action on under. Reds, 81.5. 72% of the action on under. Yeah, the Reds were thought to be with their pitching, but they lost that. It's over. Most bet MVP, Shohei Ohtani. And in the AL and in the NL, Corey Seager. Most bet Cy Young, Garrett Cole, and Jacob DeGrom. That makes sense. Although you probably could find better. Well, they're both really good. Yeah.
It's how many back to back? How often do you see back to back Cy's?
I don't know that that's crazy.
Not a lot.
Scherzer or.
Every year they're the favorites, I'm sure.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Cy Young Award winners. I don't know if that's crazy. So if back-to-back is crazy, DeGrom is there. Those are the best two guys. Let's see. Yeah, it doesn't happen. It doesn't happen all that. Actually, Kershaw and Scherzer. And DeGrom. DeGrom has already won it back-to-back. No, Trevor Bauer won it last year. DeGrom won it the 2 years before. Scherzer won it the 2 years before. Kershaw won it back-to-back. It actually happens a lot on that side. In the American League, not so much. It doesn't happen. It hasn't happened in the American League since Clemens in 97 and 98. Yeah, so... but in the National League, it does. Although Garrett Cole is not a back-to-back. Shane Bieber won it last year. So Garrett Cole is not actually a back-to-back situation. 1036 ESPN 97. Those are some of the bets that came in and where the action is. Yesterday, the big news, opening day, obviously, with your Astros. Carlos Correa not signing his deal. Texas hiring Chris Beard. Roy Williams.
Texas is back, folks.
Not really. Roy Williams retiring. Now, the thought is it's because of how crappy they are?
Well, there was, who was it? Dan, was it Wolken or Wetzel? One of the Dans said, a source close to him, I think I put it on the rundown, that Williams didn't like the direction of how college, what college basketball is becoming, and particularly the ability for kids to just dip out when they want. So he said that was part of the reasoning, or maybe a big reason why he was like, I'm not the man for this job anymore because I don't want to, it's not the game I want to be a part of. Dan Wolken, someone who knows Roy, just told me there had been no definitive plan to retire now, but that he has been increasingly fed up with the direction of college basketball, and the Walker Kessler transfer was the nail in the coffin. Walker Kessler, talented player, McDonald's All-America. He didn't play much this year, so he said, bye, I'm out. So maybe
I could see a 70-year-old coach
not wanting to deal with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he's got all the money he could possibly need.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he could go on ESPN right now and not worry about all this crap.
Well, there's a lot of coaches who hate
him. Yeah.
I mean, it's not, he's not, he's in the majority.
No, but, and he's 70. So he's like,
you'll see some getting away from it. You'll see some college guys start going pro, taking assistant coaching jobs too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No. I can certainly see that.
And surprisingly, Jim Boeheim had thoughts on Kessler's decision. Odd that Jim would talk about another team's player.
Really?
Surprising. Why Walker Kessler would leave there is beyond me. He's going to get the ball 25 times a game there. It's just wounded pride. That's crazy. Once again, another older coach discussing it, and we know he had thoughts about Jalen Johnson earlier. So, yeah.
Is he wrong on that?
I don't know about what Walker Kessler's future was at North Carolina.
Do you think he left because he just didn't get a play in the first year much?
Yeah,
it's possible. I don't know his minutes or anything like that.
Pride thing.
Could be. Yeah,
and could be. I mean, it could be.
Well, Walker on a bad Kessler team, was a huge recruit, right? And he thought, well, I could be a one and done guy. I can't even get on the court
on a bad team. I'm out of here, and it's a bad team too. So if he's not playing, he may go.
Well, it was a mediocre team.
North Carolina standards, they were bad.
But they weren't a bad team.
Did they make the tournament?
Duke was.
Did they even make the tournament?
Yeah, they made the tournament.
And they lost as an 11, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean, they were a mediocre team. But I could certainly see a 70-year-old coach going, This ain't how we did it back in the day. And he don't need it.
Yeah. He averaged 13. He averaged 8.8 minutes per game.
And the new transfer rule is going into effect as of yesterday. Says Mark Emmert, students ought to have that ability to transfer once at least during their career, and I understand the complexity it creates for coaches. Understand it does create uncertainty in roster management, but I think it is overdue that we provide that flexibility to students.
And the cleanup, North Carolina was an 8 seed. They got blown out in their 8-9 matchup by Wisconsin. They got smacked around in that one.
Yep. So, yeah, it's a good rule. Kids should be able to leave it's so hypocritical. A coach is in the middle of a contract, just recruited you. You think he's going to be there long term because he's got a contract, and he up and leaves. And a kid can't go when he doesn't like a place he's at, when he makes a decision at 18 years old.
I think allowing
these are adults making long term financial decisions that decide in the middle of it, no, I don't like it, I'm out. And you're a kid at 17 and 18 years old making a decision on a school, but you have to stick with it.
And I think the one time no punishment thing is fine. It's fine. Like, you get the one time. Okay, you made the initial mistake, or whatever reason you're leaving. You get the one time to go where you'd like, and then after that, it's back to the way it was.
What kids are finding out now, though, is holy crap, there's a lot of kids in the transfer portal.
The transfer portal for basketball. I saw that. At one point, because my school, not my school, but at least the team I root for, was terrible. They had 5 guys leave or enter the transfer portal, I think now up to 6. They were one of 76 schools to have at least 5 guys decide, I'm entering the transfer portal in basketball.
Wow.
At 76 of them. And that was a week ago. Who knows how many, if it's reached more than 76.
Well, now, let's not forget, probably a lot of them are bench guys.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
But some of these guys played quite a bit. Now they're on a bad team, at least in this case, the Miami case. So they're dipping out. There are apparently some issues with that program that maybe the coach needs to go or whatever. But at least five players from 76 teams said, yeah, I'm out. That's depending on how big your roster is, it could be a third of your roster. Could be a fourth. Not a fourth, but maybe a fifth. Man.
Who was it? Who was the Coug this year that left the program? And do you wish he would have? Caleb Mills left the program in the after I don't know how many games. Just decided I'm done. I'm going to transfer. You wish you were still there?
He going to play? Oh, why did he decide to leave? Did he? He just didn't think he was going to get time.
Was it playing time?
Caleb Mills.
I'm grateful.
He's at Florida State, huh?
Allows me to play closer to home is best for me and my family.
He's from North Carolina. Went to go play at Florida State. I'm not sure. Well, yeah. He's shocked. He apparently no one saw it coming. Cosbass world didn't think it was going to happen.
Guess what? He probably, oops.
Yeah, I don't know. It depends on why he left. If he just wasn't happy with the coaching staff, then it doesn't matter.
And you know what? There's a lot of kids that are, my own son, he wasn't happy either. He wanted to go.
Yeah.
So he left. And you know what? That's fine. But he was going to have to sit if he didn't go to Missouri State, mm-hmm, which he didn't have to because he moved down.
I do think there is something, though, for fighting through that adversity. Your early feelings might be hurt because you're not playing or whatever. But sometimes I think coaches are right that, hey, gut it out, stick it out. Like Powell, what's his name, Cornell Powell? Is that it from Clemson, Dell, the wide receiver?
The wide receiver, yes.
That guy ended up behind. He was a highly recruited wide receiver. And he stuck it out, didn't transfer, and he'll get drafted this year. He had a great year at Clemson this year. You know, sometimes there is something to, in life, it's a benefit of don't let your early hurt feelings. I mean, for JG, that may have been totally different. But I'm saying for some of these, not JG, JT, but for some of these guys, don't make a flash irrational decision because you're mad because you're not playing or whatever. Like, let it play out. Fight through the adversity, work hard, whatever the case may be. Sometimes they're better staying than going.
Yeah.
This guy's getting transfer portals.
No, I wish JT had stayed. But he says, no, I would have done it again. And so if he's happy, then I'm happy.
From what you told us, even just the experience at being at a school like Missouri State, which, you know, gives you a more collegiate experience, was great for him.
No, it was. Everything was great for him in that respect. 1044 ESPN 97.5. We got news of the weird coming your way. This is weird, and we'll make our Cougs picks next right here on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Man, there's some stories out. Whoa. Apparently, Dell, the sales of Bentleys and Lamborghinis are booming right now because rich people are bored. Do you feel like...
So you have one now?
I couldn't buy a Lamborghini or a Bentley. I don't have that money.
Rich people.
You made enough money on Trevor Lawrence prop bet that it'll be the first pick you could.
No, okay, I got to put down $50 million, okay, to make enough money for a Lamborghini. No.
You had already had enough money. So.
Yes. Oh, yeah, you're right.
You would make $500,000.
Uh-huh. Dell, did you play any April Fool's jokes?
No, because I don't care enough about people or the day to do that.
Well, a Wichita mom apparently had an April Fool's joke for her daughter. She called her daughter and told her she's been shot.
That's not a joke.
Wichita police arrested her, Arnthea Willis of Wichita, on a charge of unlawful request for emergency service assistance in connection with an April Fool's Day prank.
So did the daughter call because her mom got shot, or did the mom get arrested? How did that work?
She called her daughter claiming to be shot. Willis was located in an investigation is ongoing. We're called out to a shooting. It doesn't specify who called. Yeah, I would imagine it would be the daughter.
Yeah, and did that get her arrested or did it get the mom arrested?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of, I think you're kind of dumb. I think that's, that one maybe went a little too far. Telling your mom you're pregnant, okay? Maybe telling your mom you're pregnant is, that's kind of funny.
Depending.
Unless she, I don't know.
Unless she freaks out.
Yeah, she freaks out and
does something violent, which would be an odd response. I just don't think, because if your daughter's a caring person, she's probably going to call emergency services. My mom is shot. Where are you? Let me call 911. You're asking for what you got.
Yeah, but no, you're dumb. That's just stupid. That's just stupid.
If with me, like, where was it? The leg? Hey, it'd be fine.
Yeah. Dell, apparently there was a poll in Russia. Russia's hottest man. Who do you think won?
Did everyone vote for, everyone in quotes, vote for Putin?
It's Putin.
That's surprising.
Everyone.
Dictator of that country won.
But he garnered the most votes, but he didn't get them all.
Did his competitors just randomly fall out of windows?
No, I don't know. Well, see, only 18% of men and 17% of women surveyed named him Russia's most handsome man. But those people are still alive. We know that.
But he won. But he didn't have a majority, but he won.
We don't know. Right. But he won. Right. Exactly. Geologist was beaten up by what is considered the angriest octopus on the beach. Dell, do you think you could beat up an octopus?
You know, this is falls in line with our dearly departed Reel talking about how he could beat up a rooster in a cockfight. I don't know. On land?
Yeah, on land.
I think I could take care of an octopus on land. I'd be freaked out because, you know, it's an eight-armed thing, but I think I can take care of it on land. In the water, no chance.
No. I don't even know on land.
You think so? You couldn't? How big is it, though? Is it a giant thing, or is it just a random
octopus?
It's
a pretty big octopus. Okay. And it's got, don't forget, it's got eight arms.
I know. That's why it would freak me out. I probably wouldn't even want to approach it.
You, while you're taking care of this one, holding it back,
well,
now you got this one, other one.
Is it a cartoon? Does it have that ability?
Well, no, honestly, if you're fighting it, it's certainly going to use all eight of them on you.
I get it.
If you tie the other six up, then okay, maybe you got a shot.
See, the octopus was defending its home. And see, it's in the water, though. See, that's why.
It says on the beach.
Yeah, but it looks like it's in not a lot of water, because you can see the octopus, but it does look like it's in the water. Look, I'm not challenging any sea creature in its environment.
No.
But if you throw that thing on some grass, I think I got a shot.
Yeah. The city of Plymouth is encouraging people to call 911 on people who leave behind dog droppings. Do you think those people should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law?
I think anyone who dials 911 for dog droppings should be forced to eat the droppings.
Well, Water Resources Supervisor Ben Scarabroach, the dog waste has bacteria and parasites that are different from wild animals, and so that does have a negative impact.
I'm not saying the people who leave their dog poo, their dog's poo lying around, shouldn't face some consequences. But you don't call 911 if you see dog poo laying around. That's not what that number's for.
Yeah, a Chinese zoo is embarrassed today. They attempted to pass off a golden retriever as an African lion. Do you think that honestly they put them in the same cages with the lion?
Look, I've seen people dress up their dogs like lions because they think it's cute. Like they put the mane on them and stuff. I don't think I've never seen them put in a cage at the zoo.
Yeah. Oh, Dell, this is interesting. Apparently, the first reported case of a baby born with three penises.
What? I'm going back to your previous story. They didn't even dress them up. They just put dogs in a cage.
Yeah, they just put the dog in the cage.
They just said they're lions. You guys got to try harder.
No. They didn't work nearly hard
enough.
That's
terrible.
No.
And the story about the baby with the three penises?
Three penises. Do you think that's a bit much?
Well, I don't know what you're going to do with all that. Seems like your life is a little
complicated. How many masseuses would you need?
Ah, see.
I see.
Well, we know Robert Kraft liked the forehands. So you would only need two if you're into that sort of thing.
Yeah. No. The Osseo Gun Club had to apologize, Del.
What did they do?
The email promotes a 30-round magazine for a trip to the hood.
Ooh.
Did you know? We have 30-round mags for your trip to the hood.
Why would...
Wow.
I don't want to... It's so stupid. What? It's just so dumb. I'm just even forgetting about the ridiculous stuff that they're doing. Who's looking just to go to the hood?
I mean...
What are you going hunting? You're looking just to shoot people? That's why you're... Whatever. It's so stupid.
A school called police. A kindergartner with Down syndrome pointed a finger gun at her teacher.
Uh-huh.
So they called the police.
This has happened a couple times, yes. Right? This happens... Look, teachers do a great service, but some of y'all are sensitive. Maybe read the room.
She is Down syndrome, and it was a finger. Maybe she was just pointing at you.
Look, I know school violence, shootings, all that stuff is a real serious thing, but
people are too stupid.
Read the room. What are you doing? And you're going to call the police on a young child?
With Down syndrome.
Look.
I mean, people, that's so stupid. Who's going to win, U of H or Baylor?
I know who I want to win.
I think U of H is going to win the game.
Ooh. I'll go with you, anyways, because what does it hurt me if Baylor wins and I'm wrong? Houston wins. Let's go.
Let's go, Cougs.
Let's get to a title game. Let's have the city actually
make some shots. Anything can happen.
Let's have this city actually compete for a title.
How great would that
on
be?
On Monday, coming in
Gonzaga.
On Monday or whatever. Well, let's hope that UCLA pulls off the upset. Yeah. Hey, I don't care, Gonzaga. Let's have Gonzaga lose. Yeah. On Saturday.
Yeah.
And Houston wins. And you get an 11th seed in the title game.
What? Because that's all you play.
Yeah, except on Saturday when you get to play a one.
Except Baylor. All right, we're done. Have a great weekend, everybody. Have a happy Easter. We'll talk to you again on Monday.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.